his license in the 1980s after an FBI sting operation landed him in federal prison for 5 years on charges of attempted extortion. Today's ruling rejects his second attempt to get his license back. This time he had the support of several prominent attorneys, including James Shello, who defended Balestrieri's father, Frank, in several mob-related cases. He says Balestrieri was a victim of his father's mob reputation and was convicted more for being a Balestrieri than for attempted extortion. Shello says the court used a double standard in today's decision because it has reinstated lawyers convicted of much more serious offenses.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has given us one law for Frank Balestrieri's son, John, who stole nothing and cheated no one, and a different law for Judge David Jennings' son, David III, who stole $85,000 from a trust and cheated clients of over $500,000 and was given back his law license.
But today's unsigned opinion quotes from testimony Balestrieri gave in his application for reinstating his law license, in which he said that while he served his prison time on the extortion charges, he still doesn't believe he did anything wrong. The ruling says that indicates he's not taken full responsibility for his crime and should not be allowed to practice law. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote a dissenting opinion saying Balestrieri had met all the criteria for getting his license back. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.